The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
All right, it's the holiday season. That means that the Missed Connection Inspection, for whatever reason, just gets a little shot in the arm, a little boost. A little creepier.
This is the lonely time of year for some people out there. You know, you feel like you really want to make a connection.
If you live in a town where you don't have a lot of family nearby, or maybe you're estranged, you know, you're just looking for some love, for some affection, someone to share these special moments
with. It's cold outside. You want to warm yourself up with the...
Are you saying, baby, it's cold outside? Is that what you're saying,
Mom? No, it is cold. It is cold outside.
Goodness. Oh. Well, this one is actually a woman for a man. And this is how I think most love stories begin. You were ahead of me and bought some Copenhagen. I bought Marlboro Red.
Hell yeah.
You stood at the counter while I made my purchase. You were so hot. I was thinking about getting some Cope too, but you made me nervous. So I got my smokes and followed you out. Can we flirt? Tell me my hair color and what shirt I was wearing. Hope you see this.
You sure this is a woman?
It says woman for...
It does say
it
woman.
Sounds,
for man.
It does say like woman. A woman. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Think of how bad that would taste. Somebody who's smoking Marlboro Reds.
And has a chunk of Copenhagen in their mouth.
Oh.
I like that she was thinking about getting both.
Yeah. Just lick an ashtray.
Yeah.
Just go find a wood fire that has been burnt out. And just.
Now I've got three guys that are also looking for love. I've got creepy, creepier, and creepiest. I think I have these in the right order, but you guys can tell me.
Let's ease on in, Dave.
Okay, so the first one is just titled, Girl I Saw at Coffee. This is a male for a female. White female I seen with pretty feet foot. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it, really?
White female I seen with pretty feet foot.
Feet foot.
Feet foot.
Yeah. Feet foot.
That sounds like a caveman name.
I am feet foot.
Me feet foot.
Coffee, though, so maybe.
So this poor girl's just wearing... Open-toed shoes, maybe. And this guy's like,
feet foot.
There's nothing sexy about feet. Like, nah, I get fetishes, but man.
Feet don't do it for you.
I don't. How do you get there? How do you get? That's what I want to know. How did you get
there? There's so many other parts that are just so much more interesting.
Yes.
Better.
I get the other ones.
This one is titled Miss K. I have a pic of you in a white dress. We emailed each other a few times before I left for Kansas. Would still be talking to you if the emails would go through. Why haven't you reached out for the holidays? I have been trying. Put up posts and got flagged several times. Some mental midgets on the Craigslist staff are removing all of my posts, but I'm trying to reach you again. If this post stays up for any length of time, I want to send a happy holiday wish to you. Merry Christmas.
The reason the emails aren't going through is because Miss K wasn't a real person.
Yes.
It was a scammer.
Oh.
And... nobody moves to Kansas for good reasons.
Nothing good has
happened. You were on the run, and Miss K probably found out about it and doesn't want anything to do with you anymore. So she blocked you, or like Mahoney said, never existed.
Speaking of Kansas,
mm-hmm.
Somebody pointed this out to me. Uh-huh. Why is this was I was watching some video online, and Kansas is pronounced Kansas,
mm-hmm.
But why is Arkansas, which is Arkansas, how do we get Arkansas out of Arkansas?
So you're saying that Kansas should be Kansas from now on?
Yeah.
I'm moving to Kansas. So those two are creepy. This one may be the creepiest, though.
Okay, I'm excited.
Looking for TG Erica. I don't know what that means. Tour guide?
Tour guide Erica.
TG, is that, do you know? Transgender.
Transgender.
Oh.
TG. Like TGI Friday guide.
Well, okay. Thank you, Ian. All right.
Good
this one says,
while you're on the staff.
I know.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Because you know all the Craigslist lingo. This one is, I keep driving by your house, but I'm too timid to ring the doorbell. What should I do? Ken.
Stop driving by my house.
What the hell are you doing driving by my house in your used Honda Accord, Ken?
Get out of here, Ken.
The hell?
Get out my front yard.
Your big ass muffler. We can hear you coming three blocks away, Ken.
Well, if you're wondering what you should do, I don't know the correct answer, but I know that the right answer is to not go up and ring her doorbell.
Yeah, maybe you don't do that.
Oh, Ken.
Did you ever used to do that?
Yeah.
Doorbell ditch?
No, not doorbell ditch.
No, hang out with transgender chicks named Erica.
Drive by Ken's house.
Yeah.
All right, and two more for us. Both of us, or both of these rather, have to do with Whole Foods. This one's,
okay.
This one just says, Whole Foods cat sweater. Wish I'd asked for your number. We talked about school and being a teacher. That's it. Some guy ran into a chick at a Whole Foods wearing a cat sweater, had a conversation with her about school and being a teacher, and is left enamored and hanging, hoping to reconnect.
That's all it took.
That's it. And then the final one here, single, added, not in a relationship, tall white man, Whole Foods, also in parentheses. I like that she had to define what single means.
She's really got to clarify.
Well, could have been a single, like a single gentleman, not a group of gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, like singular.
You got to distinguish between the two.
I saw you at Whole Foods, and I hope you are available. Looking for a tall, at least 6'4", white guy who's fit and has a deep voice. I met you at the gym, but saw you again at Whole Foods. But honestly, if you meet this description, I'm open to meeting you. So she doesn't even care if it's the same guy, just a 6'4 guy with a deep voice and shops at Whole Foods.
Sounds like me.
I am a petite, single white female with long brown hair to my waist. I'm 5'3", with a graduate degree, starting MBA next month, and law school in fall of 2019 at UNLV. Don't let my education scare you off. I'm 31 and politically conservative. I look really young for my age. I have yet to know anyone biblically, but I'm open to it with the right one.
Oh, get out of here.
I know, right?
You're 31 and you haven't met anybody biblically?
By the way, I know what that means. That means sex. Figure that one out.
Come on.
You got it, man.
5'3". She said, don't let my education scare you up. Chick, you are 31 years old and you are just starting your MBA?
Yeah.
The hell have you been doing?
Man, community college was a fun time, Dave.
Only if you know people biblically throughout it.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.